SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, buah alpukat telah menjadi makanan bergengsi di dunia makanan dan kepopulerannya mengakibatkan booming dalam produksi, sebagian besar di Meksiko. Namun, beberapa orang mulai berpaling dari buah yang serbaguna ini. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Keith Adams bagi SBS News. Kafe-kafe trendy di Australia memasukkan buah alpukat di dalam roti panggang, salad, atau makanan pokok Meksiko, guacamole. Buah ini menjadi makanan yang fashionable. Sementara itu, produksi buah alpukat secara global telah berlipat ganda dalam kurun waktu 20 tahun terakhir. Warga Australia meningkatkan konsumsi buah alpukat menjadi 3,8 kg per orang per tahunnya. Namun saat ini, beberapa juru masak mulai meninggalkan buah ini dengan alasan dampaknya terhadap lingkungan. Di beberapa rumah makan Meksiko yang populer di Inggris, Amerika, dan Kanada, sekarang mulai menawarkan guacamole yang terbuat dari kacang polong, zucchini, atau artichokes Jerusalem. Lalu, apa masalahnya? Menurut beberapa laporan, sebuah pohon alpukat memerlukan air hingga ratusan liter untuk tumbuh. Anner Etheridge dari sebuah organisasi sosial konservasi Plant Life mengatakan, hal ini merupakan masalah besar.
So they're a really thirsty crop, and primarily avocados are grown in Mexico, which, if anyone's been there, knows it's quite a warm place already, and is experiencing quite a lot of water stress.
Ia mengatakan produksi alpukat mengakibatkan dampak negatif terhadap lingkungan.
The average worker on a plantation growing avocados earns $60 a day. The minimum wage in Mexico is $5 a day. What that means is more and more land is converted over into avocado production, pushing into areas that were previously native or previously forested. And so that's having an impact on the biodiversity and the environment.
Di Cole, sebuah restoran fusion Meksiko di London, juru masaknya Santiago Lastra mempersiapkan sesuatu yang berbeda.
So we're doing a guacamole, but made out of pistachio instead of avocado. And we're going to use it to make a tostada of octopus that is dressed with fermented gooseberries and burnt scotch bonnet sauce. For me, the pistachio is like a really, really refined version of an avocado. It's green, it has this kind of creamy texture and the sweetness that the avocado has as well. So what we do is to toast the pistachios and grind them, and then we add fermented gooseberries that we have here.
Santiago mengatakan tidak hanya dampaknya terhadap lingkungan yang mendorongnya untuk tidak menggunakan alpukat lagi, tetapi juga karena adanya kejahatan terorganisir. Falco Ernst bekerja bagi kelompok krisis internasional di Mexico City. Ia menjelaskan dalam bisnis ini, terdapat sindikat pengedar narkoba yang terlibat sejak 10 tahun lalu hingga sekarang. Dan selama ini banyak keluarga yang terpaksa melarikan diri ke Amerika Serikat karena tekanan dan pungutan pajak ilegal bagi perlindungan para petani alpukat.
The first interviews myself with drug traffickers who had gone into the avocado business 10 years ago, basically. So it's been going on for quite a while now. And along the way, there have been a lot of casualties. Families who've had to flee, producers, families who've had to flee, for instance, to the United States, because they have been forced out. And direct physical violence has been applied in the context of groups trying to squeeze protection payments out of producers which has brought disappearances. Family members, workers have gotten killed. So the cost has been huge.
Kembali ke dapur Santiago Lastra, ia membuat pistachio molly yang hampir siap dihidangkan dengan dua tostadas yang renyah dan tortillas.
The black one is made with blue corn, and then the white one is made with white corn. And what we're doing is to put a generous amount of this pistachio molle. Now we're going to put some of this octopus on top of our tostada, like that. They absolutely love it.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disampaikan oleh Keith Adam dari BBC bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.